Women have again been encouraged to take up leadership positions in various sectors of national life since they are effective instruments of change. They have also been urged to be abreast of human rights issues pertaining to women in order not to have their rights infringed upon. The leader of the Sakumono Church of Christ Women's Ministry, Mrs. Irene Wilson, gave the advice at the Temazono Annual Women's Leadership Conference of the Church in Tema. A report by Yvette Eduefisa.
The conference was on the theme, Encouraging Women Leaders for Spiritual Growth and Discipleship. Mrs. Wilson said since women have various roles to play at home, the workplace, as well as in the church, there is the need for them to place God first in their activities. This, she said, will help them to live a balanced physical and spiritual life. She charged them to acquire higher education to enable them make informed decisions. The lead facilitator of the conference, Mrs. Martha Tamaklo, advised the women to actively participate in church activities to promote the work of God. A nutrition officer from UNICEF, Mrs. Theodosia Ofosu Apia, took participants through a demonstration to test the amount of iodine in salt. She advised women to use iodated salts in preparing food, since iodine deficiency can cause physical and mental disabilities in children as well as goiter. She said the human body needs 7 teaspoons of iodine for a lifetime and therefore advised the intake of more seafoods. An assistant chief technical officer at the Tema General Hospital, Mrs. Betty Nwamesi, he stated that traders who fail to sell iodized salt on the market could be prosecuted by the Food and Drugs Board when caught. A health screening exercise conducted, a team of medical personnel revealed a high prevalence of high blood pressure among the women. A photo exhibition was also mounted to display the activities of the women in the various Church of Christ congregations in the Tema zone.
Yvette Eduefisa's report.